Once again, Israeli F-16 fighter jets targeted the tunnels between the southern Gaza Strip town of Rafah and Egypt. The Israeli military said the airstrike early on Monday morning was in response to continued rocket and mortar fire. On Sunday, two mortar rounds were fired at Israel's fortified Erez border crossing. They exploded about 300 meters from the Erez wall, but no one was hurt. The Israeli military has often targeted the tunnels through which our goods are brought from Egypt into Gaza, bypassing Israel's crippling economic blockade of the territory. In earlier incidents, at least a dozen Gazans were killed while working in tunnels due to inhaling poisonous gas sprayed by Egyptian border police. Tunnel workers had this to say.
We live in a state of horror at all times, especially when the tunnels are bombed. We feel as if the ground had turned upside down.
We face a lot of problems by the hands of Egyptian security forces. Sometimes they raid the tunnels and blow them up.
The raid was Israel's first aerial bombardment of the Gaza Strip since June 18. The bombing did not appear to have caused any casualties. Israeli Air Force uses bombs that sink deep into the ground and detonate later, causing seismic effects. The earthquake-like effect causes tunnels to collapse. Tunnel workers say that they put their lives on the line in order to break the Israeli siege and fulfill the needs of Gaza population of over 1.5 million people.
Tunnels are the lifeline for the people of Gaza, and we are willing to sacrifice our lives to help our people. Without the tunnels, the people here will suffer, especially that the siege continues and border crossings are closed.
According to human rights organizations operating in Gaza, at least 50 people have died inside tunnels since June 2007. Gazans believe that unless Egypt permanently reopens the Rafah crossing for people and goods, tunnels will continue to claim the lives of Palestinian civilians.
Many here believe for the tunnel drama in Gaza to end, all border crossings must reopen. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.